Down Talk Street, as we do every week at this time, with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com. We're going to go through the Talkers charts for the week of March 10th to the 14th, i.e., we will go through the stories, the top topics, if you will, and news talk radio circumstances, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers. Also go over the people who are on that list. Speaking of people, Talkers Magazine every year comes out with a list of what is called the Talkers Heavy 100. And so you have published at Talkers.com the installment of the most popular hosts on the radio, the 100 most important hosts that are on the air today. And I thought you might want to go through as many as you can and talk about some of the folks that are there if you care to. I don't know whether you do the top 20, the top 30, as many as that. Maybe what we do is go through the stories first, get that done, and then take the time we have left to go through some of these hosts. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, we can talk about the hosts in a moment, sure, but let's do the stories.
All right.
And because the hosts, you know, once we start, we'll never stop. There's 100 of them, and actually there are more than 100 because some of them are teams.
Right.
But here are the top stories this week in terms of news talk radio, such as the station that people are listening to us on right now. At number 10, we have the Major League Baseball exhibition season. And we have the NBA, and we have the National Hockey League action, lots of sports discussion on news talk stations. We have the U.S. marijuana policy at number 9. At number 8, the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 mystery. At number 7, the CIA Senate monitoring allegation and Snowden's appearance at a music festival, South by Southwest, via many configurations of Internet mystery. they got him there without anybody being able to tell where he is. At number 6, overtime pay hike proposal. At number 5, winter weather tied with global warming. At number 4, Obama's approval ratings are down. And then at number 3, another Obama story, Obama versus Putin. And that's tied with Crimea-Ukraine tensions. At number 2, We're in full swing, the 2016 presidential election, and that's tied with a Republican wins the Florida House seat. And number 1, Obama again, criticism of Obamacare. So Obama's all over our stories. He's in a bunch of stories this week. On the People Survey, we have Edward Snowden, number 10, Dianne Feinstein at 9, number 8, John Boehner. Number 7, Kathleen Sebelius. Number 6, John Kerry. Vladimir Putin is 5. At number 4, we have Hillary Clinton, Rahm Emanuel, and Andrew Cuomo all tied at number 4. At number 3, we have Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Chris Christie tied. And David Jolly is number 2. And number 1 by a mile is Barack Obama.
Number 1 by a mile. I suppose that can be said for the number 1 person on the Talkers Magazine Heavy 100 list for this year. We're going to get to that. Who do you think is number 1? We'll find out. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine is here, and he's going to go through as many as we have time for in the time allotted, so you can find out in just a matter of moments where perhaps your favorite talk radio host is. Stand by for that here.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples, make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Michael Harrison here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The overview of the big stories from Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. We've done that. Now, the list that a lot of people wait for, they want to see who's on this list. They want to hear from Michael as to, well, it will take as much time as we can here to go through as many of the folks that are on this list as possible. I don't know that there are, and maybe a few surprises in here. Michael, when you did the work to put this together, how do you figure who's in the various positions?
Well, look, I don't do it myself. Obviously, we have a big staff, and we get a lot of input from around the industry. So this is not me sitting around and going, oh, here are my friends. And this thing is extremely scrutinized within our industry. I do want to point out that it's an industry publication for people in the industry. So this is not really the most popular or the biggest or the best. This is the most important from an industrial perspective. And important is a subjective word. Some of the criteria are objective criteria, and some are subjective. And they include, in alphabetical order, courage, effort, impact, longevity, potential, ratings, recognition, revenue, service, talent, and uniqueness. So some people on the list are newcomers that have tremendous potential. Some are people that have been around for a very long time who are icons. Some are on the list because they represent a genre or an arena within talk radio that should be represented. Others are there just simply because they're giants. I don't think there's time to go through the 100. We can go through the top 10. Also, some of the people listening to this broadcast will not know who some of these people are because they might be local in a different market. Some of them are national. Some are liberals, some are conservatives. The only thing we don't have on this list are sports talk hosts, because they used to be on the list, but sports talk has become so big that it has its own annual list now. So let's look at number 10. We have a fellow by the name of Tom Hartman, who is a syndicated host. He's on a combination of commercial and public stations, and also is quite a pioneer when it comes to spreading his program around on alternate media besides AM and FM radio. At number 9, we have Joe Madison, who's probably the most important from a public policy and a political and a cultural level, most important African-American talk show host on radio in America today in talk radio, certainly one of the most important. And he is heard exclusively at this point on Sirius XM satellite radio. At number 8, we have another liberal, and that's Ed Schultz, who's known to almost everybody listening to this program on MSNBC. He also has a very, very extensive, big, well-listened to syndicated radio program, which he syndicates independently. At number seven, Howard Stern. Howard Stern is the highest-ranked satellite radio person. He might still be number one or two or three if he were on terrestrial radio. Howard Stern is an icon. Mark Levin of Westwood One. He's nationally syndicated. He's number six. And number five, Glenn Beck, nationally syndicated by Premier Networks. At number four, Michael Savage, nationally syndicated by Westwood One. I'm going through these quickly because I think most of the listeners to this program know who these people are. At number three, this is a giant. Number three, he may not be known to all the listeners of this program, but he is a very important host. He is not a political host. He has his own genre that's kind of a little bit of self-help, a little bit of philosophy, a lot of personal finance, how to basically live your life, and that's even a little spiritualism, and that is Dave Ramsey, number three. Number two are the big two that really have been at this position now for years. Sean Hannity at number two, and number one, Rush Limbaugh. And that's the top ten.
All right, you got time. We got 3 minutes. You can go through the numbers 20 to 10 if you want to.
If you want me to, I will do that. If you
have I think it's an button. Interesting, it's been it's self-serving because I'm on the list.
Oh.
Of course.
That's right. You are on this list. It must be a mistake. Let me see here.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That was last year's list. No, I'm just kidding. It's coming up on my computer.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting here with my trusty iPad.
Isn't it great? No, really. iPads. I find I enjoy. I don't have a laptop. Don't want a laptop. But I find the iPad to be very utilitarian. Frankly, I'm surrounded in my studio by three different computers, but they're desktop computers. And you don't see many of those actually anymore, unless you go to an office. You don't see them in people's houses much. Everybody has an iPad or a laptop. All right, so your thing is refreshing.
So what are we doing? I did the top 10, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, right.
Oh, so I have to go from 20 now to 10. 10. And I just popped up to, this is great, I just popped up to number 20 through 40. All right, let me go back. Bear with me.
All right.
This is very embarrassing, but this is real
nah,
radio.
It's okay. It's real radio.
On
the same.
You would think that I have this memorized, wouldn't you?
Well,
I didn't expect you to do this. By the way, while we're vamping here, people could see the entire 100 by going to talkers.com, and it'll be there for them. What number are you?
Actually, I've got number 20 is Jimbo Hannon. Number 19 is Todd Schnitt. I'm number 18. Michael Smirkanish is number 17. George Norrie is 16. Laura Ingram is 15. John and Ken, local hosts in Los Angeles, a good, most entertaining talk radio program, I think, in Los Angeles, and maybe one of the most entertaining in the country. I like him a lot. I like the two of them a lot, I mean. Dennis Miller is number 13. Mike Gallagher is 12. Bill Handel is 11, another local host here in Los Angeles. And as you said, Hartman is number 10.
Bill Handel, number 11, is very interesting because he's got the distinction of being the highest-ranked local host
right.
on the list. And this is all part of the subjectivity of this list, is because not only do you have different, you know, generic forms of talk radio mm-hmm. that should be represented on the list. I mean, the last thing that Talkers Magazine wants to do is send a signal to the world that all of talk radio is just conservative
right.
political
talk or all
radio.
Political. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You have somebody like Bill Handel who, he talks about politics, but he's yeah. extremely populist. He's not liberal conservative. He's very local. You have John and Ken. They're very much like that. George Norrie at number 16.
Yeah, Norrie's
about
a good
psychology.
Yeah. So it's fun to have.
Even you.
There I am. We ran out of time when you started talking about me. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program with an overview of some of the important medical news and how it impacts you. Brought to you by the folks who present GenuCell. GenuCell was created with stem cell technology, and that brings it into the scientific world. And Dr. Ken loves science when it comes to products like this. Right, Ken?
Gentlemen, take one last look at those bags under your eyes, because today is the last day you're going to stare back at you with these things. Thanks to GenuCell, those bags will disappear naturally and without surgery. The new GenuCell stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours. Here's Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. I've been using GenuCell for 2 weeks, and my husband is amazed. He says, all the puffiness is gone. I love this product so much, I want to use it on my entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use GenuCell too. It works for men and women. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see GenuCell working in 12 hours.
Order GenuCell right now and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Cream that will come free when you order using Dr. Ken's name. 800-822-6145. This is an incredible deal. 800-822-6145. You have nothing to lose except the bags and puffiness around your eyes, and you're going to get a jar of Esotique, so it's going to take care of your whole face. Creams and serums and salves is really very cool stuff. 800-822-6145 for GenuCell, recommended by Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145. The FDA has approved a device for preventing migraines. This seems a little sketchy to me.
Well, this is actually really good news. The FDA, this past Tuesday, Doug, approved a nerve-stimulating headband as the first medical device to prevent migraine headaches. The device provides a new option for patients who cannot tolerate migraine medications. It's called the Cephali device. It's a battery-powered plastic band. It's worn across the forehead. It uses an adhesive electrode. The band emits a low electrical current to stimulate nerves associated with migraine pain. Users may feel a tingling sensation on the skin where the electrode is applied. It's a device that's designed to send no more than 20 minutes of use per day by the patient, and only to be used by patients 18 years and older.
All right. So here's something right up the alley from Ken. He's a cardiologist, and he's involved, obviously, in strokes, heart attacks, circulatory issues, that sort of thing. So the news today about a blood pressure level and the fact that it may increase even a little bit, it turns out to be rather important, according to this study.
This is new information out of the medical journal Neurology this week. We were talking just a few weeks ago how we were going to allow for people over the age of 60 blood pressures up to 150. And normally what we tell people is we'd like your blood pressure under 140 over 90. Well, this is for people who have yet to go on any medication that high blood pressure levels above 140 over 90, we know are long been known to be risk factors for stroke, but this new information suggests, Doug, that even slightly elevated blood pressure levels, we're talking above 120 over 80, before you go on any medication, also the raises the odds of suffering a stroke.
Give us those numbers again.
120 over 80 before you go on medication. So what you want to do is a lot of behavioral changes, lifestyle changes, lose weight, become more physically active after the doctor says it's okay, reduce salt or sodium consumption, look for some stress reduction, get that steam out of your ears, limit alcohol intake, and get adequate sleep. These are key behaviors you can do to reduce blood pressure. If you have this pre-hypertension, this is where the blood pressure is over 120 over 80, but not yet over 140 over 90.
Now, I know, and this is not necessarily a commercial, people are going to ask us when we talk about this on the weekend program. This sort of thing always brings around a focus on things like heart factors plus, which is supposed to boost your nitric oxide level. It's supposed to keep your blood pressure where it is. Can people use this to alleviate this higher blood pressure risk?
Absolutely. Heart Factors Plus is just for generally for good heart health, and it has this added benefit that it will lower your blood pressure just a little bit, and this may bring pre-hypertension down to the normal range of 120.
And you can get Heart Factors Plus by calling 800-621-6313. Dr. Ken, brought to you by, in part, Gutsy Chewy Tablets. After you eat, when you have that queasy, uneasy, reflexy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how...
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Let's review, or continuing actually, to overview some of the things that have been big on people's minds this week. This is sort of a tradition of this program to list the top topics of the week. And there are any number of ways that you can do this. The aftermath of the political conversations in Washington last week. A lot of people think the Republicans got more press because of CPAC. Maybe they did. Next week it'll be some of the Democrats do. But that's been something people have been interested in. What's going on over in the Ukraine? The vote this weekend. Russia, is it going to go in and take over? You wonder about that. And then we continue to want to talk more about health care. Wow, where would we be if it weren't for the stimulation that came from discussing Obamacare over the last, what, 4 or 5 years, in fact? Speaking of stimulation, a lot of people talking about winter weather, and it becomes, I think, to the point of being obnoxious, the focus on global warming. Come on, will you? I say to those people, get a life. And the people on both sides of the issue, by the way, not just one side of the issue. Well, it was interesting this week, and kind of, you haven't heard from Edward Snowden for a while, and yet he was very, very visible at that Southwest, what is that thing called, the SXSW, the whole business, South, that's it, right, South by Southwest, thank you. Anyway, the CIA monitoring members of the Senate, been on a lot of people's minds this week. The president's proposal to pay people more in overtime if they work in a salaried position. Yep, that's something that has people hot under the collar, as well it ought to. So, and then the disappearance and the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. That's really hot, as you can imagine. Early in the week, talk host Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette talked to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the two passengers that had used stolen passports for the flight.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Well, good morning. There are two passengers in question at this point, and their stolen passports could be related to terrorism, could be related to criminal activity like drug running. Authorities just don't know, and they are efforting now to identify the imposters through closed-circuit video being provided by the Chinese, and that's an effort that's seen as critical.
And Aaron, I mean, one has to think, is this bad luck for these people to, you know, steal on board this flight, or are they somehow responsible for what happened to this flight?
That's the big question. And until they find wreckage or the black boxes, they're not going to know. So that's why, on the other side of things, as law enforcement agencies around the world try to identify these people, checking through facial recognition technology, maybe known databases against this closed-circuit camera footage, they'll try to figure out who stole the passports. That could identify associates, which could assist in developing a portrait of what took place. But you know, those are a lot of steps, and some of that's going to take time.
All right, so they know that the passports were stolen. Do they know the identity of the people on the stolen passports?
Well, they know the identity of who they're supposed to be, but they found both the Austrian and the Italian who were not on the flight and who certainly were not part of this. And so now they want to figure out, you know, who may have stolen them. They have the ticket agents that sold them the one-way tickets. So they want to have a little bit more information there. And whoever stole the passports could have info on, you know, who used them and why. So there are a lot of people still to talk to. And the FBI and other American agencies have teams ready to assist. So do as many as 8 other countries. And they're also, of course, working in the water to try and find evidence of wreckage or the black boxes.
And what does it say about the status of airport security right now?
Well, that's a good question, because Interpol is now going public saying that not enough airlines are cross-checking their passports with Interpol databases. And the chief of Interpol said, you know, why should countries wait for a tragedy? He said last year alone, passengers around the world boarded planes more than 1 billion times without having their passports screened against Interpol's databases, and he called that a gaping hole in security.
The flight plan was from Malaysia to Beijing, is it, and then to Amsterdam?
I know the Malaysia to Beijing part, but you know, beyond that, I'm not sure. And there's no real known terror group that's operating in that area beyond kind of regional players. Uyghurs, for example, upset that ethnic Chinese who have been sent to Malaysia or seeking asylum have been returned. But you know, it seems like a, you know, kind of a stretch. And if this was some kind of global act of terrorism, you'd think we may have heard a claim of responsibility by now.
Thoughts of interest in this Malaysian airliner, as demonstrated by yet another conversation on another talk radio host that we monitor as we put this information together. Here's Jim Villanucci talking about the huge discrepancy between what we know and what we don't know in the missing plane department.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the engines were running for 5 hours and sending data back to the ground for 5 hours. So the plane flew for an hour from Kuala Lumpur towards Beijing for 1 hour. Transponders went off, and then apparently it flew for 4 more hours. So the total range, I guess, would put it at, what, 2,200 miles. The Wall Street Journal says that it flew for 5 hours. The Malaysian transport minister says that's not true. It only flew for an hour. So, a lot of people are starting to think that it was hijacked. There's a website somebody sent me to, worthytoshare.net. I'll just read this to you. Fact number one, all Boeing 77 commercial jets are equipped with a black box recorder that can survive any explosion. All black box recorders transmit locator signals for at least 30 days after falling into the ocean. Yet this black box has not been detected at all. That's why it's baffling. Normally, they only need to hone in on the black box transmitter signal. In the absence of a signal, it means the black box itself, an object designed to survive powerful explosions, has either vanished, malfunctioned, or been obliterated by some powerful force beyond the worst fears of aircraft design engineers. Fact number three, many parts of destroyed aircraft are naturally buoyant and will float in the ocean, and they haven't seen any of that debris. If it was a missile, it would have left a radar signature, and if it was hijacked, it still would have not have vanished from radar. because even if the transponder is turned off, ground radar can still track the location of the aircraft. I'm going to just tell you right now, I don't have the first damn clue.
Well, you join a large crowd there, sir. Coming up, more on the disappearance and the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scout bitch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Selsun Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Selsun Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. All oil filters are the same. Friction. Oil filters, like oil, vary widely. Here are a couple of quality points to look for when selecting an oil filter. 1. Construction. The filter housing should be made of heavy-gauge steel for higher burst strength, allowing the filter to keep its shape and integrity. 2. The filtering element and media. Check out the specs for the micron size of the particles that are trapped. Too little filtration can result in engine performance issues. Too much filtration can pose flowability problems. I prefer synthetic oil filters that trap particles as small as 25 microns. When choosing lubricants for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil and a Royal Purple filter. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then pick up your Royal Purple today at Pep Boys. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Grueling testing of E15, or 15% ethanol blended fuel, by the Department of Energy is in a league all its own. 86 vehicles were driven more than 6 million miles. That's 12 round trips to the moon. No discernible difference was found in engine wear between test fuels in model years 2001 and later. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's with an important question. Is your grass seed dressed for success? Scott's Turf Builder grass seed is. Scott's wraps each seed in a unique Water Smart Plus coating to help it grow in thicker and greener than grass grown from regular seed. Guaranteed. To learn more, go to Scott's.com. Then put down some Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with Water Smart Plus coating this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
To keep your new grass growing strong, feed it with Scott's Starter Food for New Grass.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Kind of crazy, all the interest, because the questions are being answered when it comes to the search for the Malaysian Boeing 777. Here is the latest here in terms of trying to figure out what the reporters are eager to talk about. Brian Ross from ABC talks to radio host Ro Khan and Richard Roper about the sloppy way Malaysia has handled the investigation so far.
How is it possible that it took 4 days, essentially, into the search for the Malaysian authorities to say, oh, by the way, we think the plane turned left and went west 300 miles?
Very good question. They are operating in a chaotic way. They've been giving out incomplete and inaccurate information on a daily basis. It's truly embarrassing, I think, and they've held American investigators at bay. They finally let some in today from the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, and the FAA to look at the radar. The current story is the plane took off at about 45 minutes into the flight. Somebody turned off the transponder. The transponder went off. That's a device that sends a signal that allows the plane to be tracked on radar with a code, you know which plane it is. Mm-hmm. And then it turned left because military radar picked up the plane or a plane at that same time and flew, you know, several hundred miles over land and then disappeared again. So the mystery is, how could that be? Who would turn off the transponder? If the plane was blown up at that point, there should be wreckage and no transponder, understandably. But here, somebody turned it off and the plane kept flying for at least an hour. And they have been slow to acknowledge that. They finally did fully this morning when they spoke.
Do you think, is there a sense amongst, in your reporting here, amongst U.S. intelligence or military personnel, that there's that the Malaysians know stuff they're not telling us?
Well, that's the implication. You know, why would they be so secretive about it? You know, of course, you know, incompetence, you know, does answer a lot of the conspiracy theories, but there's something that's just not right with the way this is being run in terms of, you know, this wouldn't happen in the U.S. They have a much better sense of this, and if there was conflicting data, they would sort of try to reconcile it, and that hasn't happened there. And, you know, it's given rise to all kinds of crazy theories, and I say crazy, maybe they're not so crazy, but all sorts of theories about what might have happened. You know, did the pilots go rogue? Was there a hijacking? You know, the relatives have been holding on to hope that maybe the plane was taken to some mysterious island and is sitting there, everyone's alive and well. Doesn't seem to be the case, but at the same point, there's no wreckage anywhere, so they have no idea where it is. And, you know, I can't recall a time when a passenger jet of this size with so many people just simply disappeared, even with the Air France flight, which took a long time to find all of them. They found wreckage right away.
Right.
This is
some wreckage,
strange.
Yeah. They had to find the main wreckage, you know,
at least
in pretty deep
water. Idea.
Right. They found the doors. They found the
They knew beyond a shadow of a doubt the plane had crashed.
Right.
Because
right.
the here, drivers, they're looking at an area that's the size of the state of Indiana in two different seas.
Yeah.
And they haven't found it.
Well, and there's something else that's odd, too. The family's been calling the cell phones of the passengers, and the cell phones have been ringing.
Well, that's made everybody really spooky. But phone people told Bob Woodruff, our correspondent over in Malaysia, that, in fact, given the system there, that could happen, that a phone that was out of service, underwater, or broken, might still ring. And not to read too much into that.
Spooky stuff. All right, let's wrap up our conversation with regard to what we know at this point anyway, conversationally from Talk Radio's perspective. Here's host Pat Walsh talking to air safety investigator Matt Robinson about the difficulty search teams are having when it comes to looking for something like this. They don't even know really where to look.
I guess the main question that most people would ask at this point, Mr. Robinson, is how could there not be a debris field? And not only that, how difficult is that task of going out there and actually trying to find that debris in the middle of the ocean?
Very difficult. You know, I've done this for years. I've done many investigations, and I've been surprised on every one. Even when others were convinced of the causal factors and what happened, there's always a surprise that turns up. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to find this. It's just going to take a while. There's a lot of real estate out there, a lot of square miles that need to be searched. It was brought out today that they were, in fact, searching in the wrong location. And as time goes by, they're going to receive more and more data, more and more evidence to further narrow down their investigation and to isolate exactly where this plane ended up.
All right, so in the horse of a different color department, there's a story running this week at DougStefan.com about the selfie craze. How many of you have taken selfies, pictures of yourself? This, according to the study, may be driving up the demand for facial plastic surgery. One of the three American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery surgeons said they've seen a rise in requests because patients aren't satisfied with the way they look in their selfies. Amazing. This one doctor said social platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, and the iPhone app Selfie.im, which are solely image-based, are forcing patients to look at themselves, and it's sort of like they're under a microscope. So Maybe the best thing here is not to take a selfie. Doug Steffen here on the air.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
South Africa and the world mourns the passing of an icon. President Obama faces criticism on a number of fronts. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Nelson Mandela's flag-draped coffin is now lying in state as South Africa begins 3 days of mourning. Thousands of South Africans lined the streets as the procession made its way through the city of Pretoria today. The 95-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate's body will be taken this weekend to his ancestral home for his funeral on Sunday. Meanwhile, President Obama is receiving some criticism for two things he did at yesterday's memorial service in Johannesburg. The president was widely praised for his speech at the service, but before that speech, there was the handshake. The president shaking hands with Cuban President Raul Castro. Secretary of State John Kerry defended the handshake, calling it an incidental moment at an international event.
The president said an international funeral with leaders from all over the world. He didn't choose who's there. They're there to honor Mandela.
Not everyone agrees with that. Florida Congresswoman Ileana Rose Lehtinen, who was born in Cuba, spoke at a House hearing yesterday. She said sometimes a handshake is just a handshake.
But when the leader of the free world shakes the bloody hand of a ruthless dictator like Raul Castro, it becomes a propaganda coup for the tyrant.
And later on at the memorial service, there was the selfie taken with a smartphone by President Obama and two other heads of state, Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt and British Prime Minister David Cameron. The three of them being roundly criticized for a lack of etiquette and dignity at the memorial. It should be noted that in the photo, you can clearly see First Lady Michelle Obama off to the right, remaining quite serious. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never looks hard at smelling good. This holiday holiday season. Live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
On Wall Street, all of the major indexes were down yesterday. The Dow dropping 52 points, closing at 15,973. NASDAQ lost 8 points. S&P down 6. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers taking a step toward avoiding another federal government shutdown. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan announcing details of a budget agreement at a news conference yesterday, along with Democratic Senator Patty Murray of Washington State. The deal will fund the federal government for 2 years and avert another shutdown in January. Some lottery news. Mega Millions played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Nobody matched all the numbers last night. Friday night's jackpot will be up to $400 million. And finally, so much of the news over the past several days has been weather-related, with an early blast of winter affecting so much of the country. Yesterday, across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast, only a few inches of snow fell, but it was enough to cause another round of flight delays and cancellations. At Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey yesterday, this guy named Cole detailed his odyssey of delays in trying to get from Newark back home to Wichita.
I was supposed to fly out at 12:40. That flight got canceled, as well as the next flight. So they've got me on a flight at 2:30. That's now delayed to 3:50. So
did Cole make it back to Wichita? We hope so. As so many of us know, waiting around in airports can be frustrating. Anything to break the monotony would be welcome. Case in point, this past weekend at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, facing hours of delays, an a cappella singing group from Boulder, Colorado, called Face, used music to pass the time, music that was supplied by their own voices.
We're stuck here, too, so we figured we're going to have some fun.
Go ahead, serenade us. Isn't that something? The group posted video of themselves performing in that terminal for an appreciative crowd on their Facebook page and YouTube channel. And who knows? Maybe this will catch on with everyone.
Your attention, ladies and gentlemen. All flights are delayed today. Ba-ra-ba-ba-ba.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a stand.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.